وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد. Indeed, إخوان, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in this wasiyya and this nasiha of Luqman to his son. That which he advised and taught and nurtured and cultivated his son upon. Ya bunayya, in taku mithqala dharra aw mithqala habba min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin. Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala dharra mithqala habba min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ard yati biha Allah. Allah azza wa jalla mentions that Luqman, he mentioned to his son, oh my son, indeed, even if it is the grain of a mustard seed, and that grain of a mustard seed is within a sakhra, within a boulder, within a large rock, or it is in the samawat, in the heavens, or it is fil ard, ya'ti biha Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal will bring it forth. Inna Allaha latifun khabir. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is al-latif, the subtle and kind, al-khabir, the one who is fully acquainted with all affairs. That, brothers and sisters, no doubt, was Luqman teaching and nurturing his son upon understanding that Allah Azza wa Jal ala kulli shay'in qadir, that Allah has ability over everything, that Allah's knowledge, that nothing escapes His knowledge, nothing escapes His ilm, nothing escapes His ability, that Allah Azza wa Jal has ability and knowledge and is fully acquainted over all things. Not, brothers and sisters, was Him nurturing Him upon Tawheed and upon the tafaseel and some of the details of Tawheed, acquainting his son with his Lord. That, brothers and sisters, is something that Ahlul Tawheed, the Muwahidun, their living and their dying revolves around this affair, acquainting themselves with their Lord and knowing that there is nothing that is hidden from Him. There is nothing that you may do or that you may say, or that you may feel, or that you may think, that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ. He is acquainted with the خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ, which is oftentimes translated as the deceptive eye. But it is a reference to the glance that eye takes. No one but the owner of that eye sees. Some of the mufassirun, they mention, it is that a man is in a house, in the house of an individual, and one of his family members passes while that individual is visiting his brother. One of his family members, yani the women folk, they pass, maybe they pass by a doorway, or there is a gap in the room that he's sitting in, and so he takes a quick glance. That is the kha'inatul a'yun. That eye, that deceptive eye that no one but Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it. Allah Azza wa Jal is acquainted with it. And it is from those things that are recorded for an individual. And he will see them upon his scroll, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Thus Allah Azza wa Jal informs us, when that man sees his scroll on the day of judgment, and he will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُقَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. They will say, what is with this book? It leaves nothing major or minute, major or large or small, except that it has recorded it. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find every single thing that they performed present before them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Lord indeed oppresses no one. And so Allah Azza wa Jal informs us of the fact that Luqman nurtured his son upon that. Oh my son, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُوا مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدًا. Even if it is the mustard seed or a grain of mustard seed that is within the depths of a rock or a boulder. And you, Ikhwan, if any of you have visited or have seen boulders either here or in the countries, our own countries, those large rocks that are present usually beside mountain faces and what have you. Beside mountains, that enormous rock. You can imagine a minute mustard, a grain of mustard seed that is buried in the depths of that rock. Allah Azza wa Jal is fully acquainted with it, and He will bring it forth. And so there is nothing, not an action, not a statement, not a word, not even a glance that you take, except that Allah Azza wa Jal is fully acquainted with it and knows of it. And that, brothers and sisters, something that we oftentimes put to the back of our minds, particularly when it comes to the performance of evil deeds, that we would hate that such and such an action, this brother or that brother would see us upon that, or would witness us in the middle of that. But if we were to reflect that Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Azim, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, that He sees all of those actions, major and minor, those actions that you would not like that irrelevant individual from among the creation to see, Allah Azza wa Jal witnesses them. Reflect upon that, Ya Abdullah, every single time the shaitan inspires you with something from evil. Reflect and try and bring it to the forefront of your mind. So Luqman, he nurtured his son, Ayyuhal Ikhwah, upon Tawheed. He mentions and informs and nurtures his son further. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. He then reminds him, after establishing the Tawheed and nurturing him upon the aqeedah and upon the usul of the deen, the usul of the religion, he then turns his attention to the greatest and most important of the actions after the affairs of the aqeedah and the usul. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. And as Shaykh Rabi' he mentioned, he did not say to him, Ya bunayya salli. He did not say to him, oh my son, pray. He said, oh my son, aqim as-salah. Establish the prayer. And the affair of al-iqama, yani iqamatu as-salah, is other than and is greater than him just saying, oh my son, pray. He commanded him with iqamati salah, with the establishment of the salah. And that involves everything that is connected to salah. From perfecting the wudu, from being acquainted with the arkan and the wajibat, from performing that which necessitates, or that which the salah necessitates, from ruku' and from sujood, and from khushu'. He said, oh my son, aqim as-salah, establishing the salah in jama'ah. That which revolves around the perfection and the perfect establishment of prayer That is what Luqman, he commanded his son with, in those simple words, Ya Bunayya, Aqimi Salah. Establish the Salah. And that, no doubt, Ikhwan, is the case with Ahlul Tawheed. After the establishment of the Aqeedah, they concentrate upon the Salah. Aqimi Salah. And from the concentration upon Salah, is teaching the Salah, understanding the Salah, the relevance of the Salah. How, Ikhwan, can we be negligent concerning that affair which is the first thing that we will be questioned about, Yawm al-Qiyamah? How can we be negligent about something that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that if it is sound, then the rest of one's reckoning will be sound. How can we be negligent concerning that thing which the Messenger ﷺ, he said, بين الرجل وبين الكفر والشرك ترك الصلاة. Between a man and between kufr and shirk is his abandonment of salah. How can we be easygoing about something that the Messenger ﷺ, he said, الأهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. That the covenant that is between us and them is the salah. Whoever abandons it, then he has disbelieved. How can one be negligent concerning an affair that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, خمس صلوات كتبهن الله على العباد. 5 daily prayers that Allah has written upon His servants, whomsoever performs them and is not negligent concerning them, he has a covenant with Allah. أن يدخله الجنة. A covenant with Allah that He will enter him into Jannah. And the one who is negligent concerning them does not have that covenant. How can we be negligent concerning that thing? That Tabi'i, Abdullah bin Shaqiq, he said that indeed there was nothing from the righteous actions that the Sahaba, they considered abandoning it to be kufr other than salah. That action, ayyuhal ikhwah, that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions concerning Ahl al-Tawheed, when Allah gives them governance in the earth and within the land, what is the first thing that they do? Al-Ladina, those who, when we establish them in the earth, aqamu salah, wa amaru bil-ma'roof, wa nahaw al-munkar, wa lillahi aqibatu al-umur. Those who, when we establish them in the earth, they establish the prayer, they enjoin the good, and they forbid the evil, and to Allah is the return of all affairs. And so, Ikhwan, we find then that which Ahl al-Tawheed concentrate upon is that righteous action that establishes that bond between the Abd and his Rabb, as-Salah. And so Luqman, he said to his son, Ya Bunayya, Aqim as-Salah. Establish it. Yani don't perform it every now and again. Don't perform it yani once in a while. But don't perform it when you have time. La. Aqimi salah. Be constant in the establishment of the salah. Perfect it. Perfect that which is related to it from the shurud and the conditions. Perfect your wudu. Perfect the affair of istiqbal yani al-qibla. That which is related to one's righteous actions, then this, Ya Bunayya, this is the best. This is the greatest of them, no doubt. So Luqman, he commanded his son with that. And then he went on to mention, just as Allah mentioned in the verse, those who, when we establish them in the earth, they establish the salah, they enjoin the good and they forbid the evil. Luqman went on to mention the same affair. Ya bunayya aqimi salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar wasbir 'ala ma asabaka inna dhalika min 'azmi al-umur. Mentioned, oh my son, establish the prayer, enjoin the good, forbid the evil, and be patient upon that which comes to you. For verily, that is from the affairs that have within them the firm resolve, the firm resolve and purpose. No doubt, Ikhwan, Ahl al-Tawheed from their affairs, Ikhwan, after the establishment of the Aqeedah, and after that which is related to the performance of those righteous actions, the first thing likewise that they hasten to do and what they concern themselves with is a da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Knowing that this khayr ikhwan is something that they don't just want for themselves. They don't just want for themselves to be from Ahlul Jannah. Rather, they wish khayr and good for the people who are around them, those who surround them, for their brothers, for their neighbors, for their family members. And so they establish the good. And they call to that good. And they understand, ikhwan, the reward in doing so. They prohibit the evil. Because they recognize that Bani Israel, they were cursed for not doing so. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. Cursed indeed, Allah mentioned, were those who disbelieved upon the from Bani Israel upon the tongue of Dawood and Isa bin Maryam. ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. That was because they were sinful and went unbound. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. They used to not prohibit each other of the evils that they witnessed each other doing. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, evil indeed was it that they used to perform. Evil indeed was it that they used to do. And so the first of the things that they prohibit are those that are greatest in station. Those that are most enormous. Shirk, al-kufr, al-bid'ah. Understanding that the shirk and kufr and bid'ah is from the things that lead to hellfire. So they prohibit that. They prohibit, ayyuhal ikhwah, from the sins. The major of them and the minor from them. Knowing that all of those things lead to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Lead to the humiliation that has come upon us. Lead to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَدْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ظُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ عَنْكُمْ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. If you trade with عِينَ and you hold on, عِينَ type of usury, you hold on to the tail of the cow and you're pleased with agriculture and you leave alone this jihad, سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ظُلًّا, Allah will place upon you humiliation and He will not lift it from you until you return to your deen. This humiliation is as a result of these sins and these various forms of evil that the ummah has fallen into or had fallen into as prophesied by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ikhwan, the affair then is one that necessitates that we enjoin the good and we forbid the evil. And it does not necessitate, ikhwan, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and others have mentioned, that a person is free of sin before he himself enjoins the good and forbid the evil. For indeed that, indeed, ikhwan, is the statement of the ignorant. Who, which individual is sin free? After the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Kullu bani Adam khatta. All of bani Adam, they are khatta. But the best of those, yani, all of bani Adam, they do wrong. But the best of those who do wrong are those who turn in repentance. Who then will claim that one must be sin-free before one enjoins the good and forbids the evil? And that was the claim of Bani Israel against those individuals who would enjoin the good and forbid the evil with them. That they will say, but what about you? I saw you doing such and such. Oh, but you, look at you. And this is something, ikhwan, that we see. The a'dan, the enemies of the sunnah, we see them performing this, ikhwan, particularly concentrating in that regard upon Ahlul Sunnah. As for the sins of everybody else, then may Allah forgive them. But as soon as Ahlul Sunnah fall into something, some transgression, some wrong, then it is blown up. It is put on the internet and it is put on YouTube. And it is made something tremendous. And Ahlul Sunnah are demonized on the basis of that. As though no one else falls into sin. As though no one else performs wrong. As though no one else has discrepancies and has forms of transgression against their own souls. Ahlul Sunnah, when they fall into it, we see it is blown up and made something tremendous. And thus Luqman, he advised his son, wasbir ala ma asabak. Be patient upon that which comes to you, because it will come to you. When you enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and you call to Allah, know that it is going to come to you. And all of you have memorized, I'm sure, the statement of al-Shaykh al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab in the Usul al-Thalatha, اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل. الأولى العلم وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة النبي ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة. الثانية الدعوة إليه. والثالثة الصبر على الأذى فيه. الثانية العمل به. والثالثة الدعوة إليه. والرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. Because that other is going to come. The first thing to be acquainted with knowledge of the deen, knowledge of Allah, knowledge of His Messenger, knowledge of the deen of Al-Islam bil-Adillah, then to call to it, or to act upon it, then thirdly, to call to it, and then fourthly, to act upon it. To be patient upon the other, to be patient upon the harms that come to an individual in the way of that. So that harm is going to come to you. And thus, Ikhwan Luqman, he advises his son, wasbir ala ma asabak. Be patient upon that which comes to you. For indeed, that is from the firmest of affairs. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Luqman, he advises his son and continues, ولا تسعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Allah عز وجل, he mentioned, and do not turn your cheek away from the people, يعني arrogantly. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And don't walk in the earth with insolence. Insolently. Allah Azza wa Jal indeed hates every insolent boaster. And that, brothers and sisters, is again from the affairs that Luqman, as our Shaykh Rabi'i mentions, here Luqman, he advises his son and warns him against al-kibr. For indeed, al-kibr is from the greatest of the affairs that cause a person to fall into kufr. Kibr. Arrogance. That a person has this haughtiness and this pride. Al-kibr. That a person looks down upon the people. Al-kibr. That he turns his cheek away from them and walks in the earth insolently. No one is better than me. And everybody is below me. And I am superior to them and finer than them and more refined. That affair, Ikhwan, Luqman here, he warns his son against that. Nurtures him upon its opposite of tawadhu, humility. Nurtures him upon being humble. And being a humble individual. Nurtures him upon not looking down upon the people, but rather thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given to you. For indeed your affair could be far worse. And wallahi, Ikhwan, in our recent trip to the Caribbean, we have seen examples of individuals, Ikhwan, that will make your eyes fill with tears. Individuals who, just observing them and how they live and how thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal they are, that it in and of itself is humbling. We saw the elderly man that walked, Ikhwan, from and through a number of parishes, many miles, in order to attend the durus and remain attentive from Dhuhr till Isha. We saw the elderly grey bearded man that was paralyzed or that had partial paralysis, that walked through a number of parishes to attend the durus and remained in the masjid. And when it was time for salah, when he stood to make takbir, he made takbir with one hand and then raised his other hand to pray. We saw that individual, that imam, from the imams of Ahlul Sunnah there, that is from the imam of the salah, from the students of knowledge, and the imam of his own masjid, who daily builds his masjid by hand. The community occasionally aid him and help him. But from the beginning of his day to the end of his day, he builds his masjid by hand. A large masjid, ikhwan, close to this masjid in size. The shell of the masjid is present. They pray in an area downstairs. But the masjid itself, he builds with his own hands. And then we collect large amounts of money in short spaces of time, alhamdulillah. Ni'mah from the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. But those sights humble you. That individual who was concerned about his sin, being oppressed, living among a staunch Christian nation. From them, ikhwan, there was that brother who, when he approached me, ikhwan, with a question, his joy with the answer made my eyes fill with tears. He asked about a sin that he constantly fell into, or that he from time to time he falls into, because of the poverty and the poorness that he, or the situation that they are in. And then he asked as a third person, but I understood. And then he said, if a person were to do such and such, is there tawbah for him? Can he turn to Allah Azza wa Jal? Will he be forgiven? So I said, of course. And if a person performs such a sin, it is for him to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive all sin. And so he began to smile, and his eyes filled with tears. And so he said to me, So he will not be prevented from it. I said, prevented from what? He said, he will not be prevented from Jannah. I said, no. He said, he will not be prevented from gardens beneath which rivers flow. I said, no. He said, he will not be prevented from rivers of honey and wine and pure water. I said, no. He said, he will not be prevented from pavilions containing chaste, pure women that no man has ever seen. He said, no. I said, no. He said, sights, ayyuhal ikhwa, that humble an individual. Scenarios that humble an individual. Not no doubt, ikhwan, for the one who looks down upon the people, then he will look down upon those who he sees to be poor or less well to do. Though these same individuals with their poverty, they are acquainted with the statement of Ahmad, with the statement of Malik, with the statements of Shafi'i. They love Al-Barbahari, and they love our ulama, Ubayy, Al-Rabi', and Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, and our scholars, acquainted with the salaf of this ummah, loving the sunnah, loving the sahaba, a people, ikhwan, who we share in their methodology, and their manhaj, and their way. Not no doubt, ikhwan, for the da'i in Allah, indicates the importance, ikhwan, of being humble. the importance of lowering your wing for the believers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina.